All right, we're talking with Connor Daly, who turned the quickest time in today's practice session for Star Mazda Round 11 at Road America, and the quickest time by a pretty substantial margin, too. How did that come about, Connor?
Well, I mean, we've worked on the car a lot, just trying to, with this track, having so many long straightaways, you know, just trying to work on getting the car as trim as possible and running down the straight as good as we can. And, you know, we've just been working with the car and making really good adjustments. And, you know, I think that was a good lap for sure. You know, we're still working on it, and we've still got to be defined. And, you know, I'm just happy that we've got a good margin heading into qualifying.
So you ran this lap by yourself? It wasn't a tow or anything like that?
No, yeah, fully by myself.
Interesting.
On new tires.
Okay. I'm curious about something, and I called and spoke to Gary Rodriguez, the series owner, about this. Looking through for who has the lap record at Road America in a Star Mazda, and it's Adrian Carreo at a 2:03.849, and I, you know, asked Gary how come he was 2 seconds a lap quicker than the next quick time I could find, and Gary said, well, you know, there's no real telling. It might have been a really cool day with a nice sun on the track or whatever, and he drove for world speed. It was good in qualifying. But in any case, I guess what I wanted to ask you was, do you feel you've got that kind of time in your car if you get the right conditions?
You know, I don't know. I think, you know, come tomorrow morning, we'll know if it's nice and if it's nice and cool in the morning, you know, we might have a shot at that time. That's a lot of time to pick up, but, you know, with cool temperatures, with maybe a big draft, you never know, but the weather might be humid. It's been humid here the last couple days, so, you know, I don't know. I definitely like to get close to that time, but we'll just have to see, I guess.
Now, this morning's session, as I understand it, was red flagged for a substantial period of time for fog, a damp fog. You guys got just a couple of laps at the start and then 5 minutes at the end or something like that. What's the situation going to be if you wind up with the same kind of weather tomorrow? Will the series revert to quick practice laps to determine the starting grid, or will you guys just go out and tiptoe around?
Well, I don't know. This morning was pretty sketchy. I literally couldn't see anything on turn one and two. The back half of the track was okay, but it was really, really tough to see in the first half of the track. So I don't know. I guess there's a high possibility that it could be the same condition in the morning. And if so, I just hope they let us run the last 10 or whatever minutes of the session like they did this morning. And I feel pretty confident just to go out and do one flyer. We'll see what happens. If it starts to get foggy and or rainy, you know, who knows? We'll just have to, the Yuko team is prepared and we're all ready to go.
Now, did you run here in Skip Barber at Road America?
I did, yeah, in 08 I won.
Perfect. So then we got a great omen for you, and hopefully we'll break that 5 barrier and get you up to 6 wins.
I hope so, and as I talk to you now, it's just started pouring down rain, so we'll see what happens tomorrow morning.
Okay. All right, well, good luck, Connor. Thanks for the time, and good luck in qualifying in the race tomorrow.
Thank you.